Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
After a campaign that saw not one but two assassination attempts on former President Donald Trump, incumbent Joe Biden drop out of the race and Vice President Kamala Harris stepping forward to the national stage, polling day has finally come to the US. Voters decide whether to elevate Kamala Harris to the Oval Office or return Republican Donald Trump to the White House again.
You know, I've never told you any of this, and I wanted to wait till the day because I don't want to have her. She's a low IQ individual. I don't want to have her say, you know, I had an idea last night while I was sleeping, turning, tossing, sweating. Because I sleep, I turn and I toss and I sweat. I sleep like no, I don't even sleep. You know, I've gone through 62 days without a day off every single day.
Donald Trump typically belittling his opponent yesterday, Kamala Harris struck a markedly more conciliatory tone in her closing remarks.
And so the way I've always been thinking about our campaign in these next 24 hours is as we are getting out the vote, as we are canvassing, let's be intentional about building community. About building community, about building coalitions, about reminding people we all have so much more in common than what separates us.
And that's Kamala Harris. Now, in a few minutes' time, we'll be talking to Larry Donnelly of the University of Galway about count-watching tonight and how it all might pan out. But we're going first to our reporters in the US to talk about how today and tonight will unfold, starting on the West Coast and our chief reporter, Barry White, in California. Good morning, Barry.
Hi, Pat. Good morning, or very early morning here in Berkeley.
Now, who have you been talking to in Berkeley?
Pat, well, I've been speaking to lots of people here throughout yesterday. I think people here I've been speaking to, obviously they're going to be voting for Kamala Harris. This is her hometown. But the people I've been speaking to, Pat, are more hopeful rather than being confident about her winning. California is a deep blue state, as we know, and there's no doubt that the 54 electoral college votes available here in the Golden State will go to the vice president. Well, here in her hometown of Berkeley, well, the majority here will be voting for her as well. And in 2020, actually 94% of the electorate in Berkeley voted for Joe Biden. And I'm sure there will be a similar number of people voting for Kamala Harris, if not more, this time around. But while it's pretty certain, Pat, that most people here will be voting for her, those voting for her are less certain that she will be the next president of the United States, as I found out yesterday.
I think around here, I mean, it's a very progressive, liberal community. So I'm definitely gonna vote for her. Although some people might vote for the Green Party out here, but I think the amount of people voting for Trump is very small. And I don't think, even if she wasn't from here, it'd be the same answer.
And although most people around here will probably vote for Kamala, nationally, what do you think? Do you think she's going to be the next U.S. president?
God. I can only hope. Yeah, I mean, it's terrifying to think of the alternative. I think it's so stressful that I haven't been following the news as much to know what the polls are saying, but it seems pretty neck and neck. What's hard is that it doesn't even come down to our state or my county or my city. You know, it's going to be decided upon very few states and very few counties that are far away from here. So,
and I've stopped lots of people today, and I keep asking people, you know, what do you think of Donald Trump? And nobody's got much good to say about him.
No.
What do you think of him?
Oh, I think he's horrible. It's terrifying. I feel like I'm living in a like apocalyptic movie with him. Like it's amazing that we've gotten this far in our country that it's not sure that if he'll win or not. Like it's terrifying. I think he represents everything negative and horrible. And I just don't understand how people could vote for him.
I did vote for her. You'd be surprised though, based on socioeconomic status in this neighborhood, that there are some Trump supporters here.
But what about you? Why did you vote for Kamala Harris?
Common sense. Also, I mean, I have a daughter right here, and it just makes more sense that I vote for someone who stands to support women, young women, women's rights, who have a little more respect for women, who aren't necessarily a misogynistic candidate. So that's my primary focus, thinking about, you know, the younger generation.
You voted for Kamala, but do you think she's going to win? Will she be the next U.S. president?
I'd be surprised if she won, to be honest. I think Trump has a lot of supporters, and as disappointing as it's going to be this week with the results, I have my gut feeling tells me that Trump is still going to win. That didn't prevent me from voting for Kamala. But
what do you think of Trump? You kind of give us a flavor of what you think there when you mentioned your daughter. And
yeah, we're going to move to Ireland.
You'll be welcome.
You know, I think life goes on, but we just have to be a little mindful of the scenery and the scenario. And
would you be worried if he was to become president?
I would be worried, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how much day-to-day things will actually change, but I think he'll put some policies in place that may have an impact on us, so we'll
and
see.
And he is very divisive, isn't he?
Absolutely, and he's racist, and he's misogynist, and he's sexist, and homophobic and Islamophobic and everything else. So, you know, again, if he wins, I think that's a representation of where this country's headed. And that's a scary thought.
A scary thought indeed. Now, Barry, voting already underway on the East Coast and moving westwards. So the polls will be opening in Berkeley probably in just a few hours' time. But so many people have already voted. So is there much of a buzz in Berkeley?
Well, Pat.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry. It's different.
Here in California, more than 6 million people have already voted. That's nearly 35% of the total voter turnout in 2020. And I saw lots of people yesterday dropping off their ballots at the official 24-hour ballot drop boxes that you have in different parts of the city. In some parts of the city, there was queues. In North Berkeley, I've seen people queuing at one point. As for there being a buzz here, it depends where you are, Pat. In downtown Berkeley, where my hotel is, you wouldn't even know there is an election happening. Life is just going on as normal. There's no posters, there's no billboards. However, towards North Berkeley, where Kamala Harris grew up and went to elementary school, well, there is a bit of a buzz there, and that's where I seen the people queuing yesterday, you know, dropping in their ballots. There's also lots of posters and signs there. There's murals of Kamala Harris near her old school, while nearly every house in North Berkeley has a sign outside, a Harris sign outside supporting her. So there is a bit of a buzz there, but as I say, it just depends what part of the city you're in. But I got speaking to Roger yesterday. He lives close to the Thousand Oaks Elementary School. That's where there's a giant mural of former pupil Kamala Harris on the side of the school. And Roger told me he hopes their hometown girl becomes the next U.S. president.
Everyone I know is voting for the Harris ticket. And she's our native daughter. You know, she's our home girl, so to speak. And it's not really much of a choice if you want to maintain the democratic order in this country, you know.
There's no doubt that she'll get the highest votes in the Golden State, but
There's no doubt in the Golden State, no.
But do you think she will win overall? Will she be the next U.S. president?
I'm nauseously optimistic. I think is the operative term. Her campaign has been flawless. His has been marked by gaffe after gaffe. The late-breaking indicators are voting for him, and I think the women will carry the vote because, frankly, they know Donald Trump. They have a man in their life, or they've had an experience in their life where they've seen what a man like him does, you know, and they're not having it.
They're not having it indeed. Now, Barry, it sounds like it would be trying to find a needle in a haystack looking for a Donald Trump voter in Berkeley, California. Did you find one?
Yeah, Pat, it actually was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. And I think if you are a Donald Trump voter, in Berkeley. You certainly wouldn't be going around broadcasting it. I certainly haven't seen any MAGA hats in Berkeley. But it did get speaking to one guy yesterday at the ballot drop box at the North Berkeley Library. His name was David, and he explained to me why he's voting for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Why? I strongly believe that the Democratic Party has just failed us. It's not what it used to be.
Do you feel almost like a loner in Berkeley?
Very much so. I'm actually pretty vocal about it. I was in the barbershop the other day, and I kind of wanted to hear maybe if there's anybody else voting for Trump. Yeah.
What sort of reaction do you get? Do people want to disown you?
They didn't get upset. I think they were in shock.
And I suppose overall, it does seem to be neck and neck. I know maybe if you had a look back a week, 2 weeks ago, it looked like Donald Trump was going to win, but now it looks tight. Who do you think is going to win?
I think Trump will win. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think he will. These election things, they always get close at the very end, no matter what it said a week before.
And why do you think he will be better for America?
Why? Freedom of thought, freedom of speech. I think economically, I think we'll get off to a better foot. And I mean, there are many other reasons. I just can't think of anything being interviewed right now.
A rare Californian Trump voter speaking to Barry White in Berkeley. Well, now we're going to Josh Crosby, who's in Florida. Josh, good morning. Early days, but what can you tell us so far?
Yes, Pat. So it's still only dawn here, and the polls are not open for another 45 minutes here in Florida. They'll be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But what's seen a great response right across America is early voting, Pat. So all in all, it looks as if more than 78 million people have already cast their vote. I'll be heading up to the Supervisor of Elections main office now shortly as the counting process gets underway. But when you look at the map, Pat, and you're trying to divvy up the red and the blue states, Florida would have been seen as a swing state traditionally, but that's changed, and particularly since the arrival of Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and the policies he's introduced. So Trump's team is more than confident that he has Florida. And we can tell from the early voting that more than 8 million people have voted here in the Sunshine State, and Republicans outweigh Democrats by almost 1 million votes. Now, that gap will change by the time we know today's turnout, but it's safe to say the term Trump country that's been bandied about isn't too far off. And I've noticed that just strolling around, talking to people on the streets, Pat, there's no shortage of MAGA hats in comparison to where Barry is. One person who's certain Trump will be re-elected is the chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Party, Kevin Neal. I sat down with Kevin and I started off asking him how the campaigning has been going leading up to today.
You know, there's a lot of digital advertising now. We send text messages to voters. We do targeted Facebook ads to voters. We send emails to voters. We call voters. We knock on their doors.
And when you don't have your chairman hat on, you're also involved in real estate, I believe.
I'm a real estate developer. I develop apartment buildings in Florida.
So talk to me about this influx. Why have we seen so many Republicans move to the state of Florida in recent years? Well, is it partially due to the new laws that have come into effect?
So Florida has been the number one state for net migration for at least about the last 5 years. Obviously, the weather is great. There's no state income tax. But really, Governor DeSantis' policies after COVID in 2020, the free state of Florida, it is a real thing. We were open throughout almost all of COVID and have been ever since then. And that's encouraged conservative-minded folks to move from northern cities and northern states down to Florida. And Florida has just been run very successfully by Republicans in Tallahassee and locally here for the last number of years. And that's, you're seeing the fruits of that labor.
So it's not just the sun and the sandy beaches. It's the policies as well.
It's the policies. Obviously, the weather doesn't hurt. But when you couple that with these Republican policies, that's why families are moving here.
There's names being thrown about here already, the likes of people who could form up the new administration, the new cabinet, have government roles, the likes of Elon Musk, Steve Bannon, Robert Kennedy Jr. How would you feel about that?
I think that would be exciting. Those are all great names. I've also heard a lot of our Republican leaders from Florida may be a possibility, and I think that would be fantastic as well. We've got great Republican leadership and our elected officials in Florida.
The Republican Party's platform is that the party will carry out the largest deportation in the history of America. So what's your message to illegal, undocumented migrants, including Irish, living in America?
We support migration, but we support legal immigration. And so I think that we should close the border and have a legal process that folks follow. The open border has just been very catastrophic for the country. As I said, we encourage immigration, but legally.
Chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Party, Kevin Neal. Interesting, Josh, to hear about the growing trend of Republicans moving to Florida. Did you meet with anyone who traveled from outside the state?
I did, Pat. So I went along to one of these Republican rallies where they're waving their Trump flags to gather up some last minute support. And I met with husband and wife, David and Judy Stone, who are down from Maryland just in time for tonight. And we have to remember that compared to the last election, there are no COVID restrictions in place. So it's going to be a busy, busy day at the polling stations and right throughout the evening. That there's an official Trump watch party taking place at the convention center here where thousands are expected. Security has been ramped up all around the city. Roads are blocked off. Police are on high alert for any disturbances. There's been sections allocated for protesters. Barricades have been put in place. Here's a clip now of some of the atmosphere at the rally.
We're here standing on a corner near one of the Trump properties to support our next president.
So you're a bit away from home?
Just a bit. 4 days, 32 hours to get here.
Okay, and are you here just for the election or?
No, we're here for the winter, but we wanted to be here in time for the election.
Okay, and why so? Just because it's Florida, it's Trump country?
We wanted to be here in Florida. There's an event tomorrow night, an election event that we wanted to be at. We were originally from Maryland, very blue state, where if we stood out on the corner like this, we'd be getting yelled at and profanities and all of that.
Very different reaction here.
Very, very different reaction. But this is our First Amendment right to demonstrate, you know, to stand up for who we believe in.
I'm Judy Stone, and I'm from Maryland. We wanted to be down for the election night.
How much have you supported the Trump campaign?
I've given them some money.
Not even money, but just like a lot of your time.
Time. Mostly time, some money, but we're excited. He's got some great ideas. I mean, he shares his policy. If you want to know, just listen to him speak. He shares his policy where I don't know what Kamala Harris stands for. I haven't been able to decipher.
You're confident you'll be celebrating?
I'm confident that if it's a free and fair election, that he will win by landslide. If it's not, then I don't know, because there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the last one, so we need to have confidence in our elections, and we don't need to have people that aren't citizens voting. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. We're not a country if people that don't even live here start voting. So it's crazy, but there's reasons behind what they're doing.
You wouldn't have full trust in the integrity of the system?
Do I have full trust in the integrity? No, no.
Some Trump supporters in Florida who are confident that Trump will be reelected. Are any of them relying on him to follow through on all his election promises?
Well, this is it, Pat. Like I told you when I was at the Republican convention, there wasn't much Trump wasn't promising to achieve, from ending wars to finding a cure for cancer. It seems for some Trump fans that whatever he says, whatever he comes out of his mouth, they will go along with. So I put some of this to the Palm Beach Republican Party chair, Kevin Neal, and also Trump's promise of what we hear about bringing manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. And he said his views on Trump wouldn't change, but that he's confident the former president would deliver on his word.
No, my view wouldn't change. I support President Trump 100%. And I thought his first term was incredibly successful. And I would expect nothing but the same from his second term.
But you know, when we hear promises in politics, promises are dished out.
I do hear that. But from my perspective, President Trump delivered on his promises in his first term and then some. And I would expect that again in his second term. So I'm not concerned about it. From what I've seen, when President Trump says he's going to do something, he does it.
What are your biggest fears if Harris was to be elected?
It just feels like it would be a continuation of the Biden administration and their failed policies that have just been devastating for America. I mean, our economy is not what it was under President Trump. Inflation was out of control there for a few years, and it's cut back a little bit now, but we're still up at those prices. I mean, when you go to the gas station now, when you go to the grocery store, it's very real. The inflation, when families and folks are there, you know, buying food, the prices are still up. They went up, you know, like a rocket in 2021, 2022, but they haven't come down. you know, inflation has kind of curtailed, but it's still very high and it's very difficult. And the border is an issue for safety and security for American families, and we need a change.
So you expect to be partying tonight?
Absolutely. We expect President Trump is going to be the 47th president of the United States.
And that's the chairman of the Palm Beach County Republican Party, Kevin Neal. Josh, thank you very much. And we'll be hearing from you right throughout the day and into the night.
Thank you very much, Pat.
All the best.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.